Hello, all my friends. This is the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a better place. Before we start, I'd like to thank everyone's support for this radio program, because Out of This World Radio is a non-profit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the top of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com. And I want to thank everyone so much for supporting the program, especially Bill Bacon, Anita Curtis in Dublin, Ireland, Jan Rossini in California, the Crystal Voyage Bookstore and Spiritual Center in Tacoma, Orion in Bend, Oregon, and all my beautiful friends around the world who've supported the show. I have a television program called Out of This World TV, which now broadcasts three times a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays on Channel 22 in the lower Puget Sound, Seattle area. The show is also available on YouTube, either under my name, Ted Marr, or Out of This World. There are now about 50 episodes available on YouTube, and they're all free, and I hope you enjoy that. I'd like to mention a few upcoming events. On Saturday, January 20th, I'm sponsoring a wonderful psychic fair happening in Olympia, Washington. It's free. There will be over 25 different vendors, ranging from psychic readers, crystal shops, bookstores, astrologists, and all kinds of spiritual people at the second annual Cosmic Awareness Fair. Admission, like I said, is free, and there will be also a series of free lectures during the day, including myself, where I'll be giving a presentation on the beautiful Emoto Peace Project, which teaches little children between the ages of 3 and 12 the lessons of love and gratitude. And the theory is that if we teach children love and gratitude, then when they are adults, they will hopefully want to make the world a much more peaceful and happier place. We've now gotten 1,000 beautiful children's books printed up in Japan to send to the United States and Canada, and we're looking for donations for to send them here. The shipping costs are $200, and if you'd like to donate to help pay for the cost of shipping these books here, and we'll distribute them free here in the United States and Canada, just use, if you can, use PayPal to this email, outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can send me an email to at the same email, or you can give me a call at 509-750-9793. My new book called Messages from the Masters has just been published, and if you'd like an autographed copy, please also send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Or you can call me at 509-750-9793. The book is all about our beautiful, bright future, and it contains messages from Professor Albert Einstein, President John F. Kennedy, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, Nostradamus, Dr. Emoto, Nikolai Tesla, and the Galactic Alliance, among others. Also, I'd like to thank Susie Ward, the mother of Matthew Ward, for coming on today. And I also want to thank, during the first hour, Judy Calley, for her wonderful job in bringing in President Kennedy and Jacqueline Kennedy. That was a wonderful interview. And we have more messages from the other side now with Susie Ward. Susie, are you there?
I am. Hello, Ted.
It's so good to talk to you. So good to talk to you,
Susie. I'm happy to be with you again.
I think the last time you were on my show was a couple of years ago, and then I think I was going to invite you back, but life gets busy. Recently, I saw a little blurb from your son Matthew on the internet, and then he came through to me. He said, "Ted, get a hold of my mom Susie and ask her to have me on back on the show." And he said that you weren't very busy, of course, and you'd be happy to get you back on. So that's just a joke. I know you're really busy.
It's interesting that he thinks I'm not busy enough. but at any rate, I'm glad he connected us, Ted.
Yeah, me too. It's an interesting story, isn't it, for people who don't know. I'll look at what happened. It was your son unfortunately passed away at age 17, and then in 1980, and then he contacted you, I think, 14 years after he passed away, and he told you about their soul level agreement, and you were to prepare for publication transmissions from him and many other off-planet sources. And you must have been very surprised to receive that message from him when you first got that.
Oh, I certainly was. It was a shock and disbelief. I could not imagine that I would ever make an agreement with him,
mm-hmm.
That he had to leave this lifetime
mm-hmm.
To do his part of this publishing collaboration. But that was early in 1994.
Mm-hmm.
And now there are 5 books in the Matthew book series.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Because so many other souls, many of them, about 15, I believe, or representatives of other civilizations who are far advanced from us, spiritually, in intelligence and technologically, but they are all part. I mean, we are all one universal family.
Wow,
and
beautiful.
They care about us.
Mm-hmm.
And they are assisting us, not just those 15 or so civilizations,
mm-hmm.
but there are countless spiritually advanced civilizations out there who are helping us in myriad ways. They realize that that this civilization had reached a point where it literally could annihilate itself and the planet because weaponry had been developed to do that.
Right.
And so the highest universal council it really started with Gia, the soul who embodied as this planet, and her vision for her body and all of its residents, and working on a plan that was in line with Gia's vision. The highest universal council came up with a master plan for Earth's golden age.
Wow.
And first of all was to have enough light sent to the planet so that she could be jarred loose from deep third density location-wise and start her ascension process.
Mm-hmm.
And that was about 80 years ago.
Wow.
And throughout the past 8 decades or so, the light that, the massive amount of light that is being beamed from distant civilization is also reaching us, the people here.
Wow.
And
wow.
What we are seeing now is many of them responding positively to the light.
Mm-hmm.
And what we see as those who want to hold on to the old ways are meeting huge resistance from the people who want to leave those. They want to progress in positive spiritual ways and make this a civilization of love and peace with justness for everyone on the planet.
Wow.
And so that's where we are today. And we are heading toward fulfilling Gia's vision.
Wow. That is so beautiful. You know, That's what you just said is some of the most profound words of wisdom I've ever heard. Thank you, Matthew and Susie. It's very profound. Thank you.
But I didn't say anything you don't know, did I, Ted? I just sort of wrapped it up. Or rather, I let Matthew wrap it up.
Matthew wrapped it up.
Well, I said, Matthew, what do you want to say? And first of all, he said, I want to talk about fear because there's nothing to fear. And he said, don't worry, Mother, I'll do it.
Okay. That's so beautiful. That is so beautiful.
And so I let him.
I want to ask Matthew a question about the rising vibrations of the planet. You know, for tens of thousands of years, what's called the Schumann resonance was at 7.8 hertz up until about a year ago in September of 2016. And then it doubled to 13.8. Then Christmas time, it went up to 36 hertz. January of this year went to 40 hertz. In May of this year, it went to 120 hertz. I'm not sure where it is now, 180, 190 hertz. And the message that I've gotten, I would love to ask Matthew about this, is this is going to go higher, isn't it? And this will lead into these the Earth Gaia progressing into these higher dimensions.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Yes, it is going to continue to rise. Everything in existence is energy. Mm-hmm. Well, it's cosmic consciousness, too. I didn't mean to omit that. But everything that we see as solid actually is energy fluctuating at one frequency or another. The planet and everything in existence on the planet, well, actually everything in the universe, because whatever happens in one place to one civilization affects the universe, affects everything else. Mm-hmm. But at any rate, the higher the vibrations, the more we are becoming aware of our divine being as the pure love light essence of Creator. Well, first of all, God in this universe, and then on into the cosmos, where the supreme being of the cosmos is Creator / creation, or cosmic consciousness.
I mentioned this to President Kennedy during the first hour, and I wanted to run this by Matthew again, too. But Nostradamus said that years ago he saw this evolution into the fifth dimension of higher dimensions here on the planet as being completed in a cycle by the year 2038. Nostradamus told me 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I'd love Matthew's take on this, that the entire process has really speeded up to the point where it's going to happen 10 to 15 years earlier by the end of the 2020s, 2029. From Matthew's perspective, does he see this acceleration happening as well?
He does. Yes, everything is in acceleration mode. Matthew always is hesitant, and with good reason, to say this will happen on thus and such date. Mm-hmm. We are the only civilization that has linear time. And to try to, we're actually in the continuum, which is timeless. Mm-hmm. Everything is a series of events happening simultaneously. Sure. And it is very difficult to align timelessness or to put timelessness into our concept of a time structure. So Matthew doesn't do that, but absolutely he confirms that everything is in acceleration mode, and that is speeding up because we're continuously moving into higher into planes of higher vibrations or faster. And actually, those planes are light, where the light is more intense.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that, Matthew and Susie. I'm wondering, you know, the old saying, a rising tide lifts all boats. But, like, for some of the negative entities on this planet, where will they go? Will this light transform every entity here on the planet, or will there be some that will need more time, or will they go somewhere else?
Definitely. There are some who are hardcore resistors, I guess you could say. No, they will not open their minds and hearts and embrace the light and, you know, continue living on the planet. And there really is no judgment process for anyone. But they will go to a spirit world where the energy corresponds with the energy that they have put forth throughout their lifetime. And it is going to be very low vibrational spirit world, definitely third density. And it is not a punishment. They are there in an atmosphere where they can learn. Every soul gets as many opportunities as necessary to see the light, to embrace the light. But they cannot remain here with us because, well, for one thing, their bodies are not going to be viable as Earth and the rest of us continue into successively higher vibrational planes. And furthermore, we really don't want them to continue with their resistance as we move forward into greater and greater spiritual and conscious awareness. They don't want it. They're resisting it. In fact, that is exactly what they're resisting. And so we are going on without them. And there was something else that Matthew wanted me to mention today, Ted. And I don't know. Maybe you will get to it. But he wants to speak about love. Now, did you do you have a lead into that?
I do, actually. And his nickname is Brainy Boy. And I can't believe he asked me to call him that, but it's Professor Albert Einstein. That's his old nickname when he was a child. They called him Brainy Boy. He's laughing at that now. He says, go ahead and use it. And he said, and I mentioned this during the last hour too, he said that if he had to do this all over again, that he wouldn't have created a bomb of destruction. He would have been created instead a bomb of love, because it's the most powerful force in the universe. And I thought that was so fascinating. He wrote his daughter, Listerl, a letter back in the early 50s, and he asked her to keep it private for 30 years and then release it, and she did release it, in 1985, and it's an amazing letter, but Professor Einstein, or Brainy Boy, a.k.a. Brainy Boy, is coming in now, and he wants me to use that as a lead-in, but please talk about love. I think that's a wonderful topic to talk about.
Well, Matthew's in agreement with Einstein. Love and light are the very same energy. They're just expressed differently. And that energy is the most powerful force in the cosmos, because it is literally creator creation. And everything that seems not to be in consonance, thoughts, feelings, and actions that are not in consonance with love, light. We think of in our words as evil, unconscionable, you know, atrocious, and so those are our descriptions. But actually, those are the absence of love. So let's call it love, because I think people understand. Okay, it's the very same energy.
Sure.
And they are the those actions that that we do see, because they are constantly in front of us in the media. The people who are responsible have an absence of love in their life.
Sure.
And what Matthew wanted to say is that love is not correctly understood by many, because we associate it with people who are especially dear to us, family and friends. Young people tend to mistake lust for love, and that is understandable, but that isn't love either. Love is a force in our life that gives us conscience, that motivates us to act upon what we're inspired to do. It's what promotes groups to join in the unified effort to preserve the planet, to improve the treatment of animals, to assist the needy around the world. Love is that energy. And each soul, the ingredients of souls, because we are souls who incidentally have these bodies in this lifetime, but our ingredient, our composition is love, light, energy.
Right.
And that is, that's who we are. And when we allow ourselves to move according to our inner voice, to, conscience, aspiration, inspiration, instinct, intuition, those are all parts of how we are prepared to be love, light in action.
Could I share this, by the way? Professor Einstein wants me to read a couple. This is his letter to Listerl about the bomb of love. Professor Einstein writes, this universal force of the universe is love. When scientists look for a unified theory of the universe, they forgot the most powerful unseen force. Love is light that enlightens those who give it and receive it. Love is gravity because it makes some people feel attracted to others. Love is power because it multiplies the best we have and allows humanity not to be extinguished in their blind selfishness. Love unfolds and reveals. For love, we live and die. Love is God, and God is love. This force explains everything and gives meaning to life. Isn't that beautiful? He wanted me to share that with you.
Oh, thank you. That embodies those words are, they embody the universal, the cosmic truth. There is really only love as far as reality, cosmic truth.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I hope you don't mind, but there's another topic that's come up, and it's about global warming. And do you mind if we go on to that, this next topic?
We can come back to that. Of course I do. My goodness, dear. I want you to lead, and I will follow.
No, I want Matthew to lead.
And so will Matthew.
All right, good. Well, what happened is that, I don't know, like on my cell phone, I get these pop-ups of so-called news, and it's the controlled media in the United States, and it says, news, CBS News, climate report says humans are extremely likely to blame for warming, global warming. In other words, it's all our fault, okay? But what Matthew writes in your most recent newsletter, he writes, some scientists say global warming isn't restricted to Earth, and there are indications that other planets are heating up too. Could you please ask Matthew? And he writes, or you write for him, that temperatures are rising marginally in your solar system and solar activity is increasing due to the amount of light being generated throughout the universe. So what you talked about earlier, does this lead into what Matthew talked about, how the planet, there's a lot of light coming into planet Earth, and perhaps the temperatures rising are one outgrowth of that. Is that the correct way to interpret that?
Yes, but it isn't the full story. Matthew was answering a reader's question.
Oh, sure.
And he always invites questions, and he chooses the ones that he wants to address in messages because he feels that he is speaking not for himself only, but all souls at his station. And so it's his reply is not, say, his opinion. It is what those souls are at a very advanced station consciously and spiritually. They have obviously their vantage point is so far greater than ours. But at any rate, he started speaking about what we call global warming because it is a fact. But he started speaking about that and this civilization's contribution that is actually delaying Earth's journey, I guess I could say, her progress toward achieving a moderate climate globally. And so what we have been doing by all of the pollution and that is man-made, some people have heard that there will be a mini ice age. There will not be. So he wanted me to get that in case any of your audience have heard that and are wondering about that. There will not be.
So so people don't need to rush out and buy lots of sweaters, in other words?
No. Nor do they need to stock food for a year.
All right.
But at any rate, what we are seeing is indeed climate change. And indeed, Earth is in movement toward that. And what we are doing is delaying her reaching that goal.
I have
and
to ask.
And we need to stop that.
I'd love Matthew's opinion on chemtrails because a lot of the chemicals sprayed are really bad for health, aluminum, barium, strontium. Is there any good from what they're spraying this program, or what I love his viewpoint.
No, it is what the chemtrails are totally negative.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The intent is negative, and yes, there are toxins.
Mm-hmm.
However, the ways that some of our universal family are helping us is by reducing to the extent possible the toxic effects of chemtrails.
Good. That's good.
And other pollution, too. But the chemtrails, some pollution is not put out there with a negative intent. It's a byproduct. I mean, for instance, factories that are still operating on coal.
Right.
The owners of the factories and the workers there do not have the intention of damaging health. But the chemtrails are totally negative because their intent is to do that.
Sure.
Even though our universal family who are in the crews in spacecraft that are surrounding Earth are doing their part, one civilization is surrounding us in the form of clouds. Mm-hmm. And they also are a powerful force in reducing all pollution in the atmosphere.
Interesting.
Yeah.
When does Matthew see this coming to an end, the chemtrails and the pollution?
I have asked him that, and so many people, and so many message readers write to me. They ask Matthew when, and he is still saying, "I wish I knew. If we knew, it would be our joy to tell you." All we can say at this point, because we cannot ascribe a date, is that we are working on this, sending light to the people who are really the very same group, some people call them the cabal, who are creating so many other challenges for us. They are losing their control. I mean, at one point, they really had total control of all of the governments, every single agency and service, you know, throughout entertainment and education.
Sure.
And religion to deceive us and keep us under their control.
Sure.
Well, that has been diminishing, and that diminishment is accelerating along with everything else.
Good. That's good. That's good. That's good.
It certainly is. And it should be encouraging. Matthew and the others, and there are many, many stations serving Earth that are so elevated that they also are aware of what's going on here.
Beautiful.
They
sure.
all are cheering us on, sending us light. So we have these powerful and constant helpers. There never is any reason to fear what may be ahead.
Sure.
Because by and large, everything that we are perhaps assessing as tumultuous and seemingly without an end, the corruption, what have you, we know about it because it's all being pushed up to the surface. It's coming to light mm-hmm. so that it can be healed. Mm-hmm. And in that sense of healing, mm-hmm. it is the ending of it. It will be mm-hmm. incremental. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen in the blink of an eye. Mm-hmm. But our media are not reporting all the goodness in the world. They, right. in the first place, they are, mainstream media are still controlled. Mm-hmm. There are grassroots movements that are progressing in communities, even in cities. And there is so much more goodness or godliness mm-hmm. in this world than we know of. We sure. just hear about the drama and right. the scandals. Mm-hmm. And that's by design. It's to distract us, mm-hmm. to keep us really, to keep our attention away mm-hmm. from what, from even wondering, isn't there any goodness going on? Absolutely. Absolutely. And it far surpasses what the resistant ones are still trying to do.
Sure, sure. Well, I've often thought it would be great to have a television show or like a radio program. I try to emphasize the positive, but just positive news, you know, just positive news. Sure, there's negativity going on out there, but when the mainstream media in the United States and elsewhere, when they dwell upon the negative stuff all the time, you get kind of tired of it. You know, personally, I do anyway, and I know there's a lot of good things going on out there, and I'm so happy that Matthew mentions that.
Oh, he does. Mm-hmm. He does. And it is so fulfilling to me and to him, of course, that most of the emails I receive are from people who write their great appreciation for mm-hmm. the encouragement that the messages give them.
Sure. Wonderful. 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 Well, I know we are entering a period of the golden age, and it's already started, and I can't wait for it. I can't remember whether it was President Kennedy or maybe Matthew said this. He said it started 80 years ago. Entering in a golden age. And, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know what President Kennedy said. It has been years and years since he gave me a beautiful message for a book that a writer in English, England, in London, was publishing. Mm-hmm. But at any rate, the date of December 21st, the year 2012, is the date that most people associated with the Golden Age or a great, mm-hmm. great change. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's because the Incan calendar stopped there. Mm-hmm. But what did happen around mm-hmm. that time, not necessarily on that date, mm-hmm. but that period, the weeks and months leading up to it, mm-hmm. was Earth's ascension, location-wise, mm-hmm. Out of third density, the mm-hmm. last energy streamers of third density and mm-hmm. entering the first streamers of fourth density. Mm-hmm. Matthew has said there are two kinds of density. One uh-huh. is location and mass. The uh-huh. other is soul evolvement status. That's mm-hmm. why I have mentioned density in connection with Earth's location. Mm-hmm. Because Gia's evolvement status is high fifth density, where she originated, and her mm-hmm. soul never left that density. It was the mm-hmm. planetary body that mm-hmm. spiraled down through the eons as due to the way people treated each other and the animals. I digressed and I lost my train of thought. Can you
okay.
help me out?
That's all right.
What's it you asked? The date. Matthew just told me the date. Yes, we can, location-wise, ascribe the end of 2012 as mm-hmm. the beginning of the Golden Age. But the Golden Age in its fullness mm-hmm. is something, I mean, it embodies the ability to reach the stage of self-empowerment mm-hmm. that at this point we would almost call, oh, that would be a miracle. Mm-hmm. Yet, mm-hmm. all along, we, as souls, mm-hmm. we eternally have the capacity to do all these things like self-healing. Well, actually, mm-hmm. some people, I mean, our bodies have self-healing mechanisms now. But it, when we get to the point of believing, and that's a key point here, that's the crux of it, total mm-hmm. belief, we will grow new limbs and new organs, those wow. who have lost them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We will be able to travel. Mm-hmm. In ways that now we would ascribe to science fiction.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Our thought processes will be so enhanced that simply by thought, mm-hmm. we can be in another place.
Wow. Nice.
Teleporting, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We will be able to manifest mm-hmm. what we think about, because the power of thought
wow.
is mm-hmm. innate in souls. We mm-hmm. have it. And another thing that mm-hmm. that every single soul has is the capacity for telepathic communication.
Wow, beautiful.
Yeah, we all do. So mm-hmm. eventually, it's not going to supplant mm-hmm. Vocalizing, because mm-hmm. that's important to us, mm-hmm. but it will be in addition. Mm-hmm. And there is no way that anything other than truth
mm-hmm.
can be communicated mm-hmm. telepathically.
Wow. Wonderful.
So there will be no more deception, no more corruption.
Right. Wow. Wow.
There will be only love, light, energy, and action then.
Wow. One thing Nostradamus told me years ago, he said when this process is complete, Susie, that it'll be impossible for anybody to lie to each other or for anyone to commit any crimes, because people will just simply look at you and be able to tell instantaneously. They'll be able to read your mind and tell you whether you're telling the truth or not.
that's about the size of it.
Right.
There is a privacy aspect of telepathic communication.
Right.
So that it's not as if everybody is going to read everybody else's mind.
Right.
because that would be really intrusion. Mm-hmm. But it will be impossible to give an answer when when the telepathic connection is made between one soul and another, or one addressing a group. Only truth can be transmitted.
That's right. That's right. You know, it's funny, but I come from a psychic family. And one of the messages that my foster mother used to give me, she said, Ted, this is when I was first starting out years ago, she said, Ted, why do you try to hide stuff from the spirits? It's like trying to run away from God. And after I realized she was right, it's kind of like there's no use in it.
you can't. No, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
she was right.
Yeah, she was right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I know that there are times when personal tragedies come into a life.
Sure.
And also, compassionate people are feeling sadness for the many, many millions who are suffering. And that is part of our growth process, all of us, the civilization's growth process, where there is compassion, not apathy, where there is awareness, not ignorance, where there is godliness, not the lack of it.
Sure.
We, as a civilization, we are moving forward. And Matthew just really gave me a big tap on the shoulder. He wants me to distinguish between the light workers who volunteered to leave their homeland and come to Earth to help Earth's civilization awaken and take charge of their own destiny. We can assist, but we cannot decide for another civilization what it should do. And so there is a difference between the population of the Earth civilization who had been slumbering in ignorance, because this is what the controllers had done to them. Part of the master plan for Earth's Golden Age was the volunteers from advanced civilizations and many, many more souls volunteered than could come. So light workers are a very distinctive group. They are the ones with the strongest, whose inner strength is prepared them, whose many other lifetimes of experience have prepared them to experience what befalls everybody else on Earth, the grief at the loss of loved ones, the disappointments from any number of sources, financial, really financial difficulties, everything. The sicknesses. Now, we did all know that when we volunteered. And we all felt okay? We still want to go. We can handle that.
Because
we want to help. We want to help our Earth family.
I have to ask you a question. I hope you don't mind me asking, Matthew, but I think my own my worker background, I got the message some years ago that I came from the Pleiades. I've been here like 52,000 years, and I feel a real strong drive as a light worker to try to raise consciousness on this planet. But I feel like I've been here a long, long, long time myself.
Okay. Matthew is saying that you identify with many lifetimes of coming to help, but the civilization didn't awaken. And you kept coming back because you did not ever give in to hopelessness. You maintained your hope for the planet, and now you are being rewarded to be here at this time again.
Oh, good. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I can see the good things happening. That's why I started this program, to raise consciousness and make this planet a better place. And I think everyone on this planet, I mean, nobody wants a war. Nobody likes conflict, Susie. Everybody, if you put it to a vote on this planet, most people would agree that they want a better and happier future, not only for themselves, but their children and children's children. So I think everyone is on the same page in that sense.
Well, there are just a few who would disagree with you, because the machinery of war is so profitable. And those are the souls who are resisting change. Oh, incidentally, Matthew said, Mother, please interject, there will not be World War III.
Thank you
and
for saying that.
Where there are battlefronts still raging, those will incrementally cease too.
Wonderful.
Earth cannot be detoured from her destiny to continue into the golden age, where only peace and love reign. And that means there is no room for greed or corruption or any of the situations that we describe as dark, as opposed to light.
Right. Beautiful. We've got about a minute and a half left. And I want to thank you so much for bringing in your wonderful son today with his beautiful messages. And I wanted to tell you that because I wanted to give you the rest of the time, and you and both Matthew both, to wrap up your beautiful interview today.
Matthew thanks you for paying attention to his little nudge to call me. And both of us thank you for your asking. Inviting me and Matthew to share what we know as truth and encouragement. And Matthew says, never are we alone here. Always we are being supported by the love that is the most powerful force in the cosmos. And to remember that we are part of that. Each of us is part of that.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Susie, for channeling your beautiful son today. And www.matthewspeaks.com. Next week, I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. And thank you so much, everyone, for helping to create a beautiful and happy planet. Thank you so much, Susie, for coming on today.